It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for July 27th of 2026. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced her support for Congresswoman and Miss APAC Haley Stevens in the Democratic Senate primary election that's happening here in just 8 days. No, it wasn't a stunning announcement in terms of who Whitmer was backing the whole time. She wasn't going to back the outsider in this race, that being former Detroit and Wayne County Health Director and working class progressive Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed. Of course she wasn't. The stunner would have been Whitmer backing Dr. Abdul, considering, unlike herself, Dr. Abdul is the champion for Medicare for All. And after so many other corporate establishment figures are opposing Dr. Abdul, like Senator Gary Peters, who both Dr. Abdul and Stevens are hoping to replace, everyone knew Whitmer's position. Whitmer's announcement really fired me up on Friday as I took to the social media and reminded everyone, as I've been talking about here for the last year or so, that the big Gretch of the old COVID days is long gone. Whitmer's endorsement of Stevens proved to me that the corporate establishment Democrats are scared, and that's why they're calling on all of their big name office holders to help Haley Stevens. But people are mad at the corporate Democratic Party establishment, and Whitmer is a prime example of just that. Look, if this Senate race was happening in 2022, Whitmer's endorsement, that would have carried some weight. But that's a lifetime ago. And with Whitmer's decision to play nice with the fascist Trump regime ever since Dear Leader got back into the White House, it's enough to make one hide their face behind a folder in shame. Whitmer's decision to back Stevens also serves as a reminder that Stevens' acceptance of millions in APAC money to boost her campaign is not a deal breaker. Same with her accepting thousands and thousands of dollars in DTE money, not a deal breaker, which means Gretchen Whitmer supports DTE and all the work they're doing, especially with data centers, and Whitmer supports Israel's genocidal government. I noticed a few so-called Democrats who responded to me over the weekend expressing frustration as to why so many Democratic voters are, to quote, obsessed with Gaza. Why can't they just drop the issue? Well, that shows me why so many establishment people and supporters are not getting it. First of all, what's happened in Gaza is a human rights issue, something that Democrats used to, you know, kind of care about or should care about. And it's an important issue because our taxpayer money is funding Israel's genocide of the Palestinian people. Secondly, instead of sending billions of dollars to Israel's corrupt and genocidal government, we ought to be keeping that money right here to help pay for things we need done here in this country and in Michigan. The Iran war, which Israel's war criminal Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu has pushed and pushed the United States to start for years, is now costing the country billions and billions of dollars, ranging somewhere between, I don't know, $37 to $75 billion. That's what I'm seeing. Not to mention how gas prices are hurting truckers and hurting all working class commuters. Hey, good thing that we refuse to invest in public transit, right? It's an easy connection to make that we are not running an American first operation here. And it's hurting the working class here. The pro-Israel PAC called APAC is spending tens of millions of dollars to back Haley Stevens because Zionists understand they'll have more sway with Stevens in the Senate than they will with Dr. Abdul. And that's apparently fine with someone like Gretchen Whitmer, because as much as I keep being told that this election is about Michigan, it seems to me that the people making this Senate primary fight a national referendum and a proxy fight for the future of the Democratic Party across the country, it's the establishment Democrats who are doing that. And the establishment is always gonna establishment. Because when it comes down to it, the corporate Democratic Party establishment doesn't mind losing elections to the Trump regime or other MAGA Republicans. Hell, I think Gretchen Whitmer herself is more comfortable having MAGA Republicans running the state house than she was when Democrats held the state trifecta a couple of years ago. No, what scares the establishment the most is how people like Abdul Al-Sayed, William Lawrence, who's running for Alyssa Slotkin's old seat, Aisha Faruqi, who's running for Haley Stevens' seat, Diop Harris II, who's running for MAGA Republican Bill Huizenga's seat in West Michigan, or Kyle Blomquist, who's running for Congress in the UP. It's how those outsiders are threatening the cushy little jobs for so many inside the party. The establishment hopes that you'll just blindly vote for them despite their multiple failures and losses. The establishment hopes APAC will keep them in power and that voters won't mind. By the way, for those of you complaining about progressives or just run-of-the-mill Democratic voters who are focusing on Israel, perhaps maybe you should ask the question, why the hell is Israel interested and involved in our elections? Seems like, you know, maybe they're kind of obsessed with us. So, I'll admit it. When Whitmer announced her endorsement of Stevens last Friday, I said, how dare she? But now I'm thinking, how dare she? Whitmer and all of the other establishment Democrats are insulting a majority of Democratic base voters who feel like Democratic Party leaders are disregarding their anger and concerns on how little the establishment is fighting on behalf of a true America First working class agenda. No, it's about holding on to power above holding on to the working class. But hey, Gretchen Whitmer's government did greenlight the Line 5 oil pipeline, a Canadian pipeline, to remain open. So hey, thanks for that, Gretch. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.